CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian, and today I'll be doing most of the talking.
Because I literally can't.
Yes, we had a house party last night celebrating Luke and his partner becoming official Canadian citizens.
Woo-hoo.
And I actually heard your voice crack. I heard the moment when you injured yourself, and it was during a very rowdy game of Werewolf, in which Luke here played the storyteller and was trying to coordinate 15 drunks to play a card game. So,
yeah,
they weren't all drunk, but a few of them were boisterous, and you had to raise your voice. And I actually heard the moment your voice had a little tweak to it. So,
but a radio host not being able to speak is an actual workplace injury, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we have lots of great music this week to get people in the mood for some Pride events. When we get back after our first musical break, we are going to look at the many Pride parades that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce a couple music acts, but to be honest, Sebastian, I think you might need to, you might be more legible if you introduce them.
Okay, so the first one is Are You Ready for Love by Elton John, followed by For My Lover by Tracy Chapman.
My love is free. $50,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. And everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things they won't do for love. If I had to risk my life so I could have you, 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 you. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Show me up and I tell him lies for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. I'd climb a mountain if I had to risk my life so I could have you. You, 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 you. Follow my heart, leave my head to ponder deep in this love. No man can change. Follow my heart, leave my mind to wonder, is this love worth sacrifices I make? 2 weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, for my lover. $20,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Show me up and I tell him lies. For my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had. It's my life so I could have you.
welcome back. You're listening to
Can Queer.
I was going to say Can Queer. I did not forget. No, I was looking at this list. Yes, we just came out of a music break. You were listening to Elton John, followed by Tracy Chapman. And the last one was Freedom 90 by George Michael, a classic track. Now, over the past week, there have been Pride festivals all over Canada, some of them parades, some of them community fairs, some of them both, some of them huge parties, some of them small parties. It would be impossible to list them all, but I did track down as many as I could. If you're not on this list, big apologies. Let us know. We'll do a shout out to your community. So we have obviously Saskatchewan. With Saskatoon, Surrey and BC, really Ontario, Fort Smith, Northwest Territories, Cambridge, Ontario, Weyburn, Saskatchewan, Newmarket, Ontario, Lethbridge, Alberta, Collingwood, Ontario. In New Brunswick, we have Trenton, Stellarton, New Glasgow, Westville, and Pictou Landing, Alliston, Ontario, Kahnawake, Quebec. It's the only one I could find in Quebec, and it's on a reservation. Guelph, Ontario, Altona, Manitoba, Nanaimo, BC, and Lennox, PEI. I was terrified that I was going to accidentally call Saskatchewan Sasquatch, and I got through that successfully.
I mean, Canada has the highest number of pride festivals per capita in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of our small communities really gather to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I haven't even heard of half the little towns that you mentioned.
I looked up Altona. You ended up looking it up as well. And we both figured out that it is so close to the border in Manitoba. The quickest way to get there is almost definitely go to North Dakota and drive north. It is pretty far from any of the other major cities. There's probably some pond jumper or some like medium-sized city nearby that we don't recognize as being a medium-sized city. Like, if you're not familiar with Ontario and you look at a map, it wouldn't occur to you that, like, Guelph is a city that everyone in Ontario knows. So, I mean, like, I mean, the country is huge. You're going to have thousands of these sort of medium-sized communities that really only people in the province know about.
I mean, I'm not so sure. I think you could have just jumped on the 75 South out of Winnipeg and, you know, maybe a few hours later end up there. But I'm not a local, so, you know, who knows?
Got a map open. It is interesting. Just the distance between some of these small towns and the closest major city, it is much easier. Like, it really tells you something about the size of Canada. In some communities, it is genuinely easier to just form a committee and organize your own local pride event than it is to get in a car and drive 9 hours each way to get to wherever.
Well, we also are huge fans of small local prides, much more so than your big monster prides like Toronto Pride. You know,
they're more intimate. They're more friendly.
Yeah. More local, you know,
they're more modest. I used to tell this story quite a bit, but years ago I went to Sarnia Pride just to visit a friend. I was visiting a friend and didn't even know that it was Pride weekend. And while I was there, she's like, let's go out and meet some people. And everyone in the community was like, I don't know you. Who are you? You're new. I don't recognize you. What's your name? And then, like, everybody was like, come over here, have coffee with me. And it wasn't flirting or anything. It was just, ooh, a new face. Let's hang out. And yeah, it was great. There's all these elderly lesbians who just couldn't wait to just talk to someone new. It was very friendly.
Fresh meat enters the market.
Yeah, I recognize the B-girls were there, famous drag queens of the early 2000s.
Nice.
And two of them, I actually ended up talking to them backstage, and two of them were from small towns themselves. And they said that Sarnia Pride shocked them with how delightful it was and how much fun they were having. If you are in a major city, honestly, if you have any reason to go to any small town pride, if you have a cousin, if you have an aunt, if you have a friend who moved back to the countryside after university, go visit them, go to the local pride, go to a picnic. Bring some summery light beer with you and a wedge of lime and just enjoy the weekend.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to jump to our next batch of Canadian, well, not Canadian, I think one of them is Canadian, next batch of music. Sebastian, the last track in this list is Do You Want to Funk?
Yes.
F-U-N-K. I just think we want to We want to stress the spelling of that.
Well, yeah, it's Sylvester. Sylvester's fantastic. I believe this is one of the tracks where Sylvester was using his backup singers, who at the time went under the header of Two Tons O' Fun. And both of these ladies ended up going solo and forming the Weather Girls. So the little music history note for you. But yeah, we'll be starting off with Culture Club, It's a Miracle, followed by Love Will Come to You by the Indigo Girls, and finally, Do You Wanna Funk by Sylvester.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Scattered, learn to pretend there's more.